And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show about days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast.
How we get the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Get it.
The Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe in a thing called love.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, it's Big D and Bubba. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. We talk about it all the time on the radio show. We just want to make sure that you get it here because it's a cool way to show your gratitude to your favorite artists, singer, bands, whatever. You can also support really cool causes around town, and you can watch exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else. So definitely get that. iOS, it's on Droid, and at picklejar.com.
He's still around. Popeye's spinach.
My favorite, me going, what?
This is my favorite gold. We have no idea what the guy said. It was something about, I think he was trying to say still relevant, but what is the rest of this mess?
He's still relevant. We all eat spinach. Popeye's spinach.
People are
Popeye's spinach?
We have the best job. We get to talk to people who make no sense whatsoever.
He's still Popeye's spinach.
Hey, you know what I found?
What?
I found our Kelly Pickler wet t-shirt video.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so great. Here's the picture of it. I did a little screenshot of us after the after. Yeah, it was Kelly's.
Have you ever seen that, Carson?
I don't know. I don't think so. I know of it. But
we did a wet t-shirt contest with Kelly Pickler, and it was fantastic.
She was she had some song out, obviously, that's why she's in. And we're like, we get the thing, and we're like, hey, we're about to do it. And like Bubba starts playing this big music. What are you going to do?
Well, like I was playing stripper music.
We're going to do a wet t-shirt contest. And she was like,
I remember
what?
She laughed. She went,
she was like, yeah, that nervous laugh. She's like, hey, anything for a spin.
And then she looked at us and she was like, you're serious. And we're like, yeah, we're very serious.
Yeah, and that's when we, pulled our top shirts off, and we had that thin white t-shirt, old man.
That way everything showed through it.
And then she sprayed us. Patrick was the winner of that. Not surprising.
He's still win.
Yeah, he's
still reigning champion.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hey, Patrick, would you... he's in the middle of something. Yeah, so you can check that video out. It's on our YouTube page, or you can just Google Big D and Bubba wet t-shirt. Don't let know anyone. Then clear your history.
You do not want that.
Hey man, you like Big D and Bubba? No. I don't. What are you looking at?
I'm watching all the people who are watching on YouTube right now live. They're all telling each other hi. Hey, how are you? Good to know. I think that's cool. We're bringing people together.
Yeah.
Making friends.
Family. I was talking to Melody. She had texted not too long ago. A lot of people would text after the show and texted and said something about the Judd's Love Can Build a Bridge album or video came with 3D glasses.
What?
And you could watch. It was done in 3D. I know the video. It's like a reservation of some sort. Like
yeah, not the one that ran on TV. What she's talking about is they released an album. It was a video album. I remember that.
That's cool.
Not a lot of people did that kind of stuff, but they had some, you know, their career started right when music videos were becoming a thing. So all of their hits had a music video.
Yeah.
It's so weird because like music videos started out, it started out slow. Then all of a sudden it took over. It blew up. That was like in the heyday of CMT and everything. And then what was weird is that it died. Mm-hmm. And like, that's why CMT plays Sweet Home Alabama all the time.
All the time.
And then all of a sudden, because of YouTube, videos are a thing again. It's the weirdest.
Well, the thing is, YouTube proves that videos were still relevant. I've had this conversation with so many people. I don't know why we went to no videos.
On like the it got hard country channels?
Yeah, it got, and not just the country channels.
MTV
is the same
VH1,
way.
Sure.
MTV was all music videos. Then it was mostly music videos. Then it was no music videos.
Then they made MTV2, because if you want
videos,
they're there.
Yeah, if you want
videos,
we'll have it on MTV2. And then guess what? MTV2 was
It's
no
Teen
videos.
Mom. It's nothing but Teen Mom over and over and over.
Like, they don't play any music anymore. And I know it's an old joke now, but that's... We used to at least have like TRL and they play videos at night and then they stopped that. CMT was the same way. GAC was all videos. Now it's GAC is just a totally
home improvement. I get flea market flip a lot.
Now they get GAC Family where they're going to start competing with Lifetime.
Yes, Danica and Candace are on GAC.
That's a big steal for them.
And it's not Nashville or country at all anymore. Yep. It's just that they moved the offices and everything.
Who I wanted to call. 2 seconds. Can we call her?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask her about it.
Who?
Melody?
Candace?
Yeah, Candace. No, Melody.
About Candace Cameron Bure?
Video.
That always makes me hungry.
I don't like whenever we... When we first get somebody on the phone, we sound like robots. It's really weird.
Hello. Only when we dial out.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, it's Big D and Bubba and Carson and Patrick. Hey, we're on the podcast. And sounds weird, but
nice.
Hey, what is this? The thing that you had, the 3D glasses and the in the Judds, was this a video album?
It was a video. You know, I just remember getting just the glasses alone. My mom had ordered them. They may have come with a packaging. I'm sure they did, but I just have the glasses.
Okay.
Love Can Build a Bridge was a video album by the Judds released in 1990. It contained live recordings from their final tour as well as their music videos. I'm trying to see if it says anything about having 3D.
Did
glasses,
the glasses say the Judds on the side?
Yeah, it says they're white and they have, you know, the red lens and the blue lens, and it says Love Can Build a Bridge on the earpiece of them, but they're just the paper ones.
Yeah.
I have them in a scrapbook at home.
I tried to watch the solar eclipse with those. Did not work well. It was really bad.
Like it was coming right at you.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Well, it would probably explain while watching the video, if you had the glasses on, it just looked extremely blurry.
Yeah,
it
those glasses were
full effect.
Garbage. Those 3D glasses were terrible.
Which ones, the red and blue or the ones that were clear and had the weird little...
The prism-looking thing, the red and blue ones.
You can get them on eBay. People still have the tape and the glasses.
How much
really?
Are they?
What?
Someone will sell it to you for $5 right now, plus $3.19 shipping.
Look at that. So Melody, you're sitting on a jackpot.
Man, I am... God, I can't believe how much money I'm sitting on right now.
I can't believe like there's no spike in Judd's merchandise
there
right
now. There wasn't because I looked.
I mean,
I went on and looked to see what the souls were.
Of course you did.
I was curious. I want to see who the ghouls are.
Carson plays eBay.
My mom has t-shirts too.
Yeah, well, that's... really? Carson may want to talk to you later. Carson plays eBay like Patrick plays the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy.
I know she does, but she's good at what she does.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She,
I would just get on there and be a fool, like, buy it.
Yeah, I want that. You go back and forth with them, Carson? You ever, like, haggle?
Negotiate? Yeah,
I'm the buy it
I've
now
I've walked
guy.
Away from sales. Even with buy it now, you can sometimes send people an offer. They might have it listed. Let's say something is $30. It might say make offer. And you can shoot them 15 if you want. There's also, if you add to your watch list, you give a little heart on eBay. That then tells me as a seller, somebody's interested in this. Do you want to offer them a lower price? Huh. I do that all the time.
Okay.
I mark everything up, so then that way I sell it lower.
Melody, we'll let you go.
Because of Carson, I keep looking at the stitching on the arms and go, that's not real.
You know single stitching now.
Single stitching is what the old ones used to be?
Yeah, the old ones used to be single stitch.
So single stitch.
Now it's double or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got double.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Double stitch.
Well, it makes you look
at you, Melody. I love it.
We'll let you go.
I'm telling you.
You're right in the middle of your day. Thank you for...
You have a good one. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Melody is one of those people I know listens to the podcast every week.
Yeah.
So. And she's actually
I like
watching
it when she pops up on my Twitter.
She's
I like hearing from
she
Melody.
Said,
hi, Melody. You know, the Stones did that, too. The Steel Wheels tour. I think they showed it on Fox in, like, 1990, and you had to go to 7-Eleven to go get 3D glasses to watch three songs in 3D.
I'll tell you what I remember. There was I think it was Coca-Cola. With Leslie Nielsen from the Naked Gun movies, they had like this big, long ad campaign that was leading up to the Super Bowl, and it was going to be the Super Bowl, you had to have these red glasses to see the secret code on TV. So you had to go to the whatever, the store, to get the red glasses. So
yeah, like the ones you would get from the cereal box back in the day,
and
too.
Because it was the Gulf War, that was the Super Bowl where Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. They didn't run that commercial. They just said, in lieu of, you know, under the circumstances, we decided not to have our big, silly, stupid commercial. So here's the red screen with the code on. And they just threw that up so you could put your glasses on and see the code for your chance. And that was it. Oh. And I was like, what a
letdown.
What a letdown.
Yeah, that's like Ralphie whenever he got the little
stupid commercial. Quite the same. But I mean, always I wanted the stupid commercial. I wanted to see the – it's the Super Bowl, man.
Right. That's
I don't
know
if that's ever been – I don't know what if anybody's ever seen that. Like, what? How did
in
that commercial
3D
end,
or whatever, or in the red?
I wonder if it's on YouTube.
I'm sure it's
things like that have a way of leaking.
They remember when 3D TVs were kind of a thing for us.
Yeah,
a month,
yeah.
A
I have a 3D TV, and I can't tell you how often. And I bump the 3D button all the time, and I'll be, and I don't even know it. And I'm watching TV, and I'm like, God, the picture just looks so blurry, and I think it's my eyes, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Bing. Oh, there we go. We're
there
back to
normal. There are a lot of people, though. There's a it's a small faction, but a lot of people who have their 3D TVs love them, and they're still they try to find the Blu-rays, the 3D stuff, because they invest it and they enjoy it. And there's a whole weird subculture of people who seek that stuff out.
I enjoy 3D. Mm. I do. Like, I've got friends, they can't do it because it makes them sick.
Yeah.
But you know, my TV has two different versions. It does the side by side. And then it does the other little, I don't know how they do it, but you can do the different ones for whatever like if you have a DVD that you throw on or something.
So does
and it's got smart glasses that detects what version you're on, and it does the glasses for you.
So the program has to be done in 3D, or can you watch it anything in 3D?
You can actually convert stuff to 3D, and it's artificial 3D, but it does do it, and it's interesting. Like, sometimes I'll watch a baseball game like that or something if it's not actually in 3D. But I will tell you, VR. VR is insane. Like, I have the VR rig, the Oculus 2 that you turned me on to. Mm. I'll watch basketball games in that, like, during the basketball season. They literally run up the court from half court. As soon as it gets half court, the players they switch to the backboard view. So the players are coming at you and they're shooting at you. It's like in total 3D, you can look around and they're coming at you. They're slam dunking in front of you. They get the rebound, go down the court. As they're running away from you, when they hit half court, it automatically switches to the other side and they're coming at you again. So the action is always in front of your face. It is cool.
That is neat.
It's cool, but it's hard to watch. I'll tell you, I don't like in any sport now where they have all these odd... You know, in football especially, like, oh, man, just show me the game.
The way they've started shooting it like a video game.
Yeah, we're running behind you like it's a video game.
It's weird.
I kind of like it. I do.
That stuff's great for replays, but, like, I can't follow the game this way. It's too much.
They do it for kickoffs on the new,
league.
Oh, the USFL.
Yeah, the USFL for kickoffs.
The USFL is back, and you know what? Nobody cares. Nobody is watching.
If it's on, I will watch some of it.
I
think the problem is with the USFL is that they're in a weird place. They had to go ahead because they formed it in the pandemic. They decided to do the bubble like the NBA did, and they just don't have fan connection. No. And that's the bad part is people in the towns that the teams are from have zero connection to the teams
because they're not even there.
So why did they even put a name on them?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just been like the Dragons, and that team is just the Dragons, and you just play in the bubble.
Just sell the sponsorships, the Pepsi Dragons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly,
that would have been a better idea.
Yeah.
Because then people could just pick their team no matter where they live.
Yeah.
Because they like the mascot or the colors or whatever. All right, USFL, we just fixed your problem.
Thank you,
Carson, for coming up with the sponsor idea.
Carson, you going to what's your next concert you're going to?
I've got a Jimmy Allen show next week, and then going to see Garth again on Friday.
Where's Jimmy Allen playing?
Our friend Marcus is putting on the show.
Oh, right.
Right, so I'm going to that. So I'm going to go see Jimmy, and there's a bunch of other people on that bill, which will be a lot of fun. And then Garth.
Garth next Friday.
There's wait, no, then Monday there's some showcase we got to.
I'm going to that. Yeah.
Yep, got invited. Okay.
I don't even know who's,
I guess it's Monday. Yeah,
Universal Music's having a showcase.
Yeah.
We can't say where.
And a showcase is what? For like somebody who doesn't know.
Okay, there's two things. So it could be a showcase of one artist that the label's already signed and they want people like radio people and journalists, media, all that to come and see the band. This is five different acts, so it's all a bunch of acts from one record label that are kind of new people coming up, and they want us to see them. Sometimes when you do what's called a showcase, if you have an unsigned artist, but they have a manager and other people behind them, they will have a showcase, and record label people will go to watch them to see if maybe they want to sign them. They call that a showcase. That was more of a thing 25 years ago than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But that used to be a big deal to get that showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put, you know, and sometimes you'd like when you'd do these contests, like Colgate Country Showdown or something like that. That was part of what they give you. They give you a showcase. They'd set it up. They'd book you in a club. They'd get the sound right. They'd make it look good. And then they'd invite a bunch of record label folks and management types and stuff to come and see you. And that was your chance to play for everybody and possibly get a deal.
So, do you know the artists that are going to be playing Monday?
I can somewhere look it up.
Yeah, Carson probably find it faster than me.
It's all new stuff.
It's all new.
Yeah,
people.
But you know, I think you know some of the names. It wasn't.
I know Boy Named Banjo is playing, and that's
that is the
big,
coolest. That's a cool name. I saw that on some bill somewhere for they were open. I've never seen them. I don't know the first thing about them. I just know I was like,
I'm
that's
find
a cool
out on
name.
Monday. I'll let y'all know. But
does the record label ever invite me and Bubba to stuff?
They used to, and then they stopped because you never went ever once to anything they.
Cassie Ashton is playing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would have loved to go see Cassie.
Yep, yep.
I like her. Why didn't
you
going to
go on Monday night? You don't even answer. No, he won't because Monday is Firefighter Day.
It is.
So Bob's not going to be there.
Monday's Firefighter Day?
That's the Monday night. We do all the checkoffs where you go through everything.
I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, you go through and you inspect everything, make sure everything's all good.
Yeah. You have to get, like, you guys stand in a line, and then some guy walks down in front of you.
Checks to see how tall I am.
Do the inspection.
Looks at your uniform.
No. It's not that. We go through and we make sure all the equipment is working. You know, you do like an inspection of every radio,
fresh batteries and
or what. Yeah. You know, that all actually makes sense because most of our extrication equipment for like, you know, cutting cars up and all that is all battery powered. So we had a cracked battery a while back. So, and that could have been a problem.
Yep. Probably not very cheap.
No.
No.
It's like aviation. You know, anything that you slap the if you have a light bulb that's this big that goes behind a gauge and it might cost you 45 cents for an airplane. It's the same light bulb except
$5.
It's stupid. Everything is dumb expensive for anything they slap a label on.
Yeah, and they say that it's aircraft grade or whatever, and it's like
I'll pay for it. That's fine.
Yeah,
does it mean I'm not going to crash? Cool.
Yeah, you know what? They also have that at O'Reilly. So.
Yes. No, I'm not getting. No. I want it made by some weird fancy.
You can't
name.
Use it. You have to use the aircraft grade.
You have to.
I
can't tell you how much I didn't do.
You have to. I mean, in the logbook, of course. Yes, you have to put that in there. Let's not be silly and not safe,
dude. The funniest thing. Have we ever told the fix?
Oh,
flight?
I don't think so. I did.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
You did.
Okay.
On the airplane.
Yeah.
Bubba, we're putting fix-a-flat in the
terrifying.
I'm like, we had a flat tire on the plane, so I'm like, dude, why don't we just go get some fix-a-flat?
Oh my gosh!
And here's the thing, Patrick. This he it bothers him, but it is true. I'm easily swayed by Bubba.
Yeah, you are.
And
you really are.
He'll go. Well, man, I remember it was a Sunday. We're in the middle of nowhere. And everyone's closed. We can't get a wheel.
It was Martin Luther King weekend, so they weren't going to have anybody. They weren't going to have a mechanic at all there until like Tuesday.
And he goes, and we're just kind of sitting there just looking at
tumbleweed goes by.
He goes, you know, and we're both just staring at it. He never takes his eyes off the wheel. He goes, you know, I mean, it's just a tire. Fix a flat. We'll fix that. And I think he said it's in the name.
It's just a tire.
Probably.
It's just a tire on an airplane. But no.
So we did, and we couldn't tell. We wanted to see if we were putting it in there, and it worked. But then it kind of started going down again. So he we put more in. And we're like, okay, is it holding? And he was like, I'm not sure. So he goes, oh, I got an idea. So he takes a stick,
yeah.
And he put up next to it, like, okay, the stem is right here on the stick.
So I marked it with a Sharpie.
Scientific.
So I just went, okay. So then we'll come back and we'll hold it in the same space and see if it moves.
So, and we come back out. It had dropped a little bit. So we added some more in there. And then we're like,
it's enough to get us home.
Let's go.
It's enough. Well, we knew that, okay, well, in that amount of time, it held good enough for us to get home.
It was fine until two fat guys got inside.
Oh, I know.
No, we were able. The funny thing is, we were able to taxi out, get on the runway, and take off. And as soon as we took off, because I don't know if it was me saying it to you.
You said it, yeah.
I was like, you know, it's flat, right?
It's flat right now, right? I go, yep, I know it is.
So we fly, and we're like, that was the whole joke. Is like, okay, so when we land, we got to land slowly and as softly as possible.
You with your hand down the...
So they have your yoke, you know, that you fly the plane with. Well, it's attached to a tube that goes into, like, what you would call the dashboard. So we land. I'm like, okay, dude, I'm going to hold all the pressure off the nose. So we get to the ground. He's about to touch down. Big D was flying, and I grab the tube for the yoke, and I pull that thing into my chest.
He's got his hand holding it.
I was not letting any of that weight get on the ground.
And then we were like, oh, it's good. It's good.
It held for what, about 3 seconds?
3 seconds. And it, like, because what happens, it goes to one side and it makes the plane veer off to that side. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like going, oh, we're about to run off the runway. Mm-hmm. And I'm full rudder the other opposite direction. He's like, I've got it. I'm holding it. It's good. I'm like, I've got it. Power. And then it goes the other side. Now we're going the other. And yeah, it was fun.
It's not that he's easily swayed by Bubba. That part is true. It's that Bubba, I'm afraid to even say this because it's so true, but Bubba has no, whatever it is that makes you think maybe something's not a good idea, Bubba doesn't have that thing in his brain. Bubba, mm-hmm. When
I
Bubba thinks of an idea,
I've never seen evidence of that.
No, you don't. Oh, it's a great idea. And I feel like I'm a very positive person most of the time, but my job in this room for the last 20 years has become to be the person that goes, I mean, let's stop and think about this for a minute. Maybe that's not a good idea. I don't even always believe that it's not a good idea, yeah, but somebody has to be the voice of reason.
But it's not like he's saying dumb stuff.
Oh, really? Like let's put fix-a-flat in the tire and maybe we won't die?
Did we make it home?
We did.
But did you die?
We're standing there, and he goes, you know, it's just a tire. We can put fix-a-flat in that. And I'm like, run that through. Yeah, that's right. It is. And so that's what we're doing.
Dude, and I remember you called me like a couple days later, and you're like, oh, man, I just heard from my mechanic. He cussed me out.
It blew up. Oh, I didn't tell him you put fix-a-flat in. He thought it was just flat. So he takes it off, and it exploded.
Oh.
And all that fix-a-flat. That whatever foam, whatever, oh went God. Everywhere.
He's like, did you put fix-a-flat in the tire?
Like, no.
What we didn't know is that it continues to expand, and that was the problem. As you're up at elevation, it just gets bigger and bigger.
You know. Yeah, live and learn.
Live and learn.
You did live.
Well, this time, you did live.
Good for you.
Sometimes, yeah.
You just learn.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Fix-a-flat is great, though. That stuff is...
It's like JB Weld. It does everything.
It does. You can put JB Weld in anything.
Yeah.
Anything. It's crazy.
I've never actually... I think I use Flix-A-Flat, but it's been 15 years.
I've used Fix-A-Flat. I've never used
Flix-A-Flat.
Flix-A-Flat is actually really good stuff.
I haven't heard that. What's the last thing you've ever done? What's the last thing you've done mechanically?
Like on my car?
Literally anything.
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea. I helped you change that headlight in your car.
Oh, my car. Yeah, you did. That's right.
No. I had tools. You didn't have tools.
I know.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's, you know, something breaks, I'm calling somebody. That is my, I have learned that. I have lived to this point in my life and figured out that, you know, I don't want to fix that.
That's why there will always be good jobs for people who 100%. Don't go to college. I mean, if something goes wrong with the plumbing, man, I'll look at it. I might be able to stop the bleeding, but I know the actual repair needs to go to somebody with a lot more experience and education on that than me.
My dad doesn't even hesitate but to try to fix whatever it is that's broken. Like if something is not working, he will try to fix it. He might not succeed, but he will try. And a lot of times he succeeds. And me, I just look at it and go, who can I call about that? It's not my thing.
My sister called me last night and said my dad wants me to install. He's got in his shop at his house, he's got fluorescent lights, but he wants to take that out and now put in those, you know, those lights with the four LED things that you can direct in whatever.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, that's what he wants. But he wants me to install that. I'm like,
I told my sister, you screw it in.
Oh, no. He wants me to disconnect the fluorescence.
I'm sorry.
And then install. I'm like, no. I said, you know what you do? You call our cousin Jared and you just say, hey, can you come over and fix this? Don't tell dad that he's doing it. Just let him go do it. And then when it's done, because she suggested that he call him. And he's like, no, I don't do it. And blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, no, just have him do it. And don't tell dad that it's done until it's done.
Mm-hmm. I have the ones in the garage that just screw into where the light is,
and they're awesome.
Out. Oh, they're so great.
See, I have lights in, I have LEDs in my garage, but they're not those. Mine are 10, maybe 15 years old. Like when LEDs cost like $100 a bulb, I put three of them up there and they're all still lit. And I'm like, it's weird because they don't make stuff like they used to. Yeah. You buy an LED bulb now, it's like 20 year life and it's good for maybe a couple months.
Did y'all know that Elon Musk has 8 children from 3 different women?
Wow.
No.
Didn't know that. I only knew the one with the name
that's not a name, that's like a mathematical formula.
He calls them the Musketeers.
Does he really?
He really should.
Please tell me he does.
He probably doesn't, but he should.
This is a joke, y'all. This is a dumb joke.
Y'all know Ray Charles had 12 children? By 10 different moms.
Okay.
He was married. His wife had 3 kids, and he had 9 kids with 9 other women.
Did he not know? Or
I don't know. You know, that is a weird story.
He never saw any of them.
Oh, you know, I wasn't going to do it. He was hitting at it, and then you went right
Carson.
There.
Carson.
Somebody, y'all were thinking
wow.
it. Come on.
Well, yeah, I think about a lot of dumb things.
Okay. But
he's trying
never...
to use those 3D glasses to look at the solar eclipse, and
so
she's didn't work.
Something else, man. I think this is maybe her last year. It's getting to the point where
I don't want to tell y'all, but her contract is up, right? And then up, or did we just resign?
I thought
it?
We just resigned it.
Oh, so she's got 2 years left. So. Oh,
well, I don't know. Apparently, I may not.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, you have to keep your job because we're not paying you not to wear. It's not the NFL. We're not going to pay you to sit on the bench.
What are you saying?
I was at the Country Music Hall of Fame medallion ceremony, and Ray Charles is being inducted. And, man, everything I'm about to say is speculation. I don't know the story, okay? But all I know is it wasn't any of his kids that showed up to induct him into the Hall of Fame or to receive his
like
medallion.
None of his official kids, you mean?
No. So Pete Drake is also deceased. His widow and his son were there, and they give him the medallion. They do that when somebody's no longer with us. That's how they do it.
Handing a flag to a
widow. They ever put Keith Whitley in the Hall of Fame, hopefully this year. They're going to give.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah,
this is the whole thing. But like, okay, well, Ray Charles has 12 kids. How many of them you think showed up to accept the? None.
Are they all alive?
I think at least 10 of them are alive that I know of.
What did they
do? Out of all of his family, nobody showed up to
accept
his
thing. Well,
that
was what we thought. We were like, man, nobody showed up. They didn't think this was a big deal. Like, this is kind of huge, you know? And the lady who accepted it was there on behalf of the Ray Charles Foundation.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, I guess maybe they selected her so that the foundation gets it. And then I found out that the foundation and the kids keep suing each other.
Oh.
And they all are like in this constant battle for 18 years. So I don't know if the kids even had a chance or a choice. So because I was like, wow, I wonder why none of his kids showed up. And then I went down that lane and looking at trying to figure it out. Apparently, 2 years before he died, he knew he had cancer. He knew he was dying. And he knew he had 12 kids. He invited all of his kids, Ray Charles, to come to this hotel in Beverly Hills and have lunch with him. In this big ballroom. He needed a ballroom because he had 12 kids. So he had never been in the room with that many of his kids.
Oh, wow.
Think about that. He had so many kids, but because they were spread out, He'd never even been in the room with all of them. Wow. So 10 of them showed up. And so he had lunch with 10 of his kids, and he told them, look, I'm dying, and I'm going to put $500,000 into a trust in each of your names. Which is, I mean, that's like $6 million total. That's, you know, and but the contention comes from that the foundation and his manager at the time who ran the foundation say that, that what he intended was, this is what you get. I'm giving each of you $500,000 in a trust so that you don't all fight about it after I'm dead and try to figure out who gets what and who controls what. And he goes, everything else goes to the foundation, goes to a charitable foundation to help blind kids and poor kids. So that's what happened. But then, nope, they keep suing each other.
Wow.
The foundation sues the kids sue the foundation. I can't figure out who won the last lawsuit because I went so far down this that the kids won and then it got overturned in the appeals court and then they sued again and then it just kind of the story fell off and it's been so long, but it's just such a mess, man.
How do you know this stuff?
I looked it up. I was fascinated. I was sitting there and somebody I know posted something like, I can't believe none of his kids showed up. And I thought, that's weird. I bet there's a story behind that. And I bet there is a story behind that. It has something to do with the fact that they might not have, I mean, who
even
do you
known.
Choose?
They might not have even known.
Sure they know, but they probably were still invited, but they might not have been the ones invited to represent him because who represents Ray Charles? His foundation. So,
and you don't know what his relationship was with any of them.
Oh, I know. Some of those kids probably didn't barely know him at all, you know? I know this. My grandparents had 9 kids, and my grandmother was determined before my grandfather died to get the will laid out and get everything spelled out exactly because she did not want to worry about people fighting about stuff after they die.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. People argue. I mean, I know, Carson, I think, didn't you tell me there was some story in your family where people fought and fought over a will?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was a very, very wealthy man. He ran Westinghouse for a while, America, not Westinghouse. He was over South America, and he made incredible investments.
Just one continent?
Yeah, and so very, very wealthy. And I know that when he passed, and I get the text, what's your social security number, and asking for all this information. And my uncle, even just going into the house to, my grandmother said, you know, come in and pick the things that you'd like. And my uncle was like a ghoul. The way he was, my grandfather also was a beta tester for Microsoft, very brilliant man. And so he had all sorts of weird software and neat computer stuff. And my younger brother does a lot with that. And he went to go grab some of it because he would make use of it. And my uncle just snatched it. And this was not a guy who had any sort of real computer literacy at that level. And it wasn't that my brother was taking it to sell it. He's like, wow, this is some neat stuff. I bet I could do a lot with it. Nope. And he just grabbed, my grandfather had amazing amounts of collectible trains, some of them worth just tens of thousands of dollars. My uncle hoarded all that. And then when it came to the will, I've never seen a dime and I don't care. It's not my money. I loved my grandparents. That, you know, I didn't earn it. That's fine. Yeah. I hope they did whatever they wanted to. And I hope my grandmother was set for the rest of her life as well. But yeah, it's not owed to be, but man, yeah, my uncle went in with an agenda on that cash. Mm-hmm. Even when they ended up selling my grandmother's house, he sent my dad a bill because he's like, well, I've been paying the HOAs while we've been waiting for this to sell. And it was
did
like,
he get a piece of the house anyway?
Yeah.
Wanted a bigger piece of the house?
Well, he wanted bigger. And then come to find out, he was letting my cousin live there. So with all due respect, sir, you're trying to charge you with nickel and diming. Yeah. And my father is so just, he's like me. He really just goes with the flow. We don't want to upset anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Dad, you know, old the other one over there was living there rent free for like 3 years.
Who was? I'll say the name. Let's call him.
Everybody in your family knows.
I mean, and my dad's like, no, blah, blah, blah. No, and I go, and we don't talk to him anyway. Like, it's fine. But yeah, there does it. And because even my older brother got very much like, I want to see the will. I don't know what windfall he thought we were getting. Yeah. But, sir, it doesn't. It's fine.
I tell you, there's a piece of property in town that I know is worth a fortune, and it's just abandoned, and it's sitting there. And it's got to be one of those situations where the family's arguing about how much and what to do with it. And otherwise, it's just sitting there completely wasted. There was a There was a house near my hometown. It was right off of a main highway, and it burned down, and the old man that lived in it died. This was like 30 years ago. And I remember even as a kid asking, why is that old burned out house just sitting there in this, it's right there on the main highway in this really, really great piece of land. And it was because his family fought over what to do with the land and who was going to get what for like 10 years. Mm. Meanwhile, it just sat there, you know. Mm. But that's how that kind of stuff happens. People can't decide what to do, and it ends up being
people get blinded and, by greed and the idea of money. And don't get me wrong. It
doesn't matter how much
too,
you have. Even if your dad was Ray Charles and he gave you $500,000, you know, that you still like,
I want more.
I mean, you didn't do that.
The ugliness is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's sad. Well,
that was fun.
So who was the person who was living for free?
It was my cousin. One of my cousins.
Which one?
She's not going to say.
The male.
Yep. And I found out from his sister. And I was like, wait, what? And then I called my dad. He's like, because, again, I could talk a good game.
Your
but
dad's a pterodactyl?
Yes.
Yes.
He just was like, I don't know. And I go, you know what? And if I'd been the one in charge of that, I wouldn't have said anything. I'd been like, hey, let's keep the peace. It's fine. It's fine. I was blown away by the idea that my uncle would hand him, I've been paying the HOAs. Okay, calm down, sir. Remember when you lived free in my grandparents' house for 5 years? Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. That's cool.
Man, Carson is just spewing hate.
He's still around. We all eat spinach.
Yes.
Popeye spinach.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
It's like
that's correct.
Doesn't have any. It just finishes with Popeye's spinach.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, I do have to tell you guys one more thing before we go. Do you know who popped up on Facebook as somebody I may want to be friends with?
Who?
Vanderbeek's brother.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Now, do you like him?
Is he single?
Yeah, No, I think he's married.
You'll know
soon
enough.
No, I'm not. We had a couple classes together in high school. But, yeah, he popped up, and I was like, man, how are you not the famous one? You turned out so much better looking than.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shots fired.
Dang. James Vanderbeek. Shade.
I mean, look.
That's funny. That's funny. Anything else, guys?
I think we're good. I think we're still around a little bit of the Popeye spinach.
He's still around. We all eat spinach. Popeye spinach.
Rate the podcast. Give us all the stars you can. Subscribe, share, etc., whatever. Always help us try to grow it because that's how we keep it going.
Yeah, go follow us on YouTube, or if you're watching this on YouTube, go like some videos.
And comment on all kinds of stuff, too.
Comments on Facebook.
Yeah, because there's
algorithms. You guys that are watching this, you're our super fans. We need you to leave comments on Facebook.
Smash that subscribe button.
Or they're just bored.
Oh. Or if you're bored, go leave comments on Facebook.
Don't forget to ring the bell for alerts.
Yeah. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one. To all the mamas, Mother's Day weekend, we love you and all the best. Hope your kids don't forget.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.